Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Deborah Toffler joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Deb, you're with Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Jimmy Fund.
Yes.
And during the holiday season, you actually help head up their fundraising efforts for their holiday patient assistance program. Unfortunately, so many of us know what Dana-Farber does. I don't know that we need to get into that. I think cancer has touched everyone in this studio's lives and so many of the people that listen to this show. But I want to talk specifically about this holiday patient assistance program. What is that all about?
Thank you so much for having me on to talk about it. We are in our 17th year. I've been at Dana-Farber for 20, so I've been working with this program from the beginning, where we come together as a community, Dana-Farber staff, faculty, and the external community to help our most vulnerable patients and their families in need during the winter holiday season. Even for patients who may not celebrate a holiday or those who don't have family, our goal is to help those for whom it might be their last holiday season. And for those who are struggling to make ends meet while going through cancer treatment.
Like, I think unless you've sort of been through it or had a friend who does, like, to completely understand, if you have to be in the hospital for a while, if you're going to have to be there, you have to pick up your stuff and you got to move there, or you have to not do your job because you have to be there with your kid or whatever the case might be, something as simple as having something to eat for dinner, just as simple as having a card that you could go down to the cafeteria and get something to eat, is an absolute game changer. So can you talk about the sorts of things that people with their donations that will be giving to these families?
Yes, absolutely. So you're absolutely right. We don't realize when we're not in the thick of it just how many out-of-pocket expenses there are. Patients and families have the opportunity to choose from either Visa cards, which can pay for either groceries or gas, Target cards, or Walmart cards. And these are used to pay for little gifts for family, but often for food and transportation, either to see family or to get to appointments. It is really something that helps tide people over and helps them feel a sense of relief during a very difficult time.
And how has the program grown over the 17 years you've been working with it? And how many families and patients are you helping now?
So in the beginning, there were, I think, maybe 10 families who would get help. And then it kept growing. And then we were trying to figure out how we were going to cover the costs. And a staff person approached us from another department and asked if they could sponsor a patient or family. And that really generated the idea for the program and what it is today. And so the program has grown every year, starting from 10 to 15 patients to last year, we helped more than 900 patients who were eligible for the program. It's based on income as well as number of appointments. So we're supporting patients who are in technically active treatment, either have been hospitalized over the past year or are actively undergoing treatment for their cancer or related disease.
I mean, just talk about an organization, Dana-Farber. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife was there yesterday getting her annual checkup, and she was talking about it last night when she got home, the way she was treated, the way she's talked to, the way everybody cares for her. And then on top of all of the care you're giving, you're also trying to help out the family by putting some money in their pocket to offset some of the costs. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable mm-hmm. the work you guys are doing. It really is.
Oh, I appreciate that, but it feels like it's something that we must do. It's a calling, right? These are our patients who are taken care of, and cancer doesn't impact just one's physical abilities and health. It affects every part of one's life. And so our goal is to both acknowledge that for patients and families and then also help to ease the burden however we can.
All right, Deborah, how can people get involved with the Holiday Patient Assistance Program? What do you need?
Well, we would be so grateful for any donation in any size. 100% of the donations that come in go directly to patients in need. There's no overhead. And the best way to contribute is to visit DanaFarber.org/holidaygiving to be able to support the program. And the funding goes directly to purchase these gift cards that our patients can choose for themselves. And then we're able to provide it to them before the holidays. And any holiday or no holiday at all, for that matter.
Deborah, you're officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's such an honor to be on the show. My dear friend Francie Wade says hello to you, Kennedy. Her son is playing at my house right now.
She sent me a text earlier.
Francie's the best.
But I'm so grateful to both of you for doing this. And we're really grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk about what we're trying to do to support our patients and families.
And if you want that link, you can text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. We'll text you that link as well. Thanks so much for coming on, Deborah. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
As of yesterday,
yes, sir.
The U.S. Mint officially struck its final penny in Philadelphia, ending a 232-year run that began in 1793.
Like, I understand why this is happening and all, but the fact that it costs 4 cents to make
3.7 cents is what I read.
How long have we been doing this?
That sounds dumb.
Stupid is that?
If I was doing this in my house, my wife would be yelling at me every day.
Like, at what point did, I mean, you know, like, what?
It makes no sense that we were spending almost 4 cents to make something that represented it.
I literally throw in garbage cans.
That mostly ends up in people's couch cushions.
You're right.
Or like the floor of their car.
It is a wild moment.
So what'll happen with the pennies that we have?
Well, I think there's places that aren't going to take them anymore. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's been some conversation about like different companies and what they're going to do.
What is Walmart going to do?
Well, I don't know, but
because
like,
all their prices are rounded to the pen, like 98, 99.
Yeah, and then taxes included in all of this, right? But what they're saying is some businesses will round up, mm-hmm. some will round down because they don't want to take money from the customer. But
right.
That's where it sits.
Which also raises a broader question. Why do we have the nickel? Why do we have change at all?
Because
do we need change?
If we could have even numbers on everything.
Yeah. I mean, why do we...
Well, before everything cost $20, change made a lot of
sense.
That's
what I'm saying. You used to be able to buy.
Had to make tolls and throw the coins in there.
Right.
Don't even need them at the laundromats anymore.
I know. Everything's on a phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are some states where they still have coin toss things, and I'm just blown away. I'm like, are we living in the 80s? What are we doing here? I see people over there throwing coins into the basket.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember the last time I saw one.
Yeah. That's they're still wild. Around. I think. In New Jersey, I saw some. Or
really?
Connecticut? I can't remember. Wow. When I was traveling, I was like, wow, they still got coin things.
I have a big jar of coins
so
on my desk in my bedroom. And I was like, is there even like a Coinstar anymore?
Yeah, there's
like, what am
around.
I going to do with these?
Yeah, but if you roll them yourself, taking the bank, Coinstar takes 7 cents on the dollar. Just saying.
I know, but I'm so lazy. I rolled once and I was like,
I'll pay the 7 cents.
That was whack. I'm not doing that again.
Right.
Probably just dump them out in a grocery store.
You want to hear something that'll make you even more angry, Kennedy? You would, what would we say? 3.7 cents to make a penny. Do you know what it costs to make a nickel?
No.
13.8 cents.
Okay, seriously.
Almost
what are we
14
doing here?
Cents to make a
what
nickel.
What are we doing here?
I'm just saying that we don't need these coins.
Or we just don't need to make more. There's mm-hmm. enough.
Right. Do you think paper legal tender will go away? It'll just all be digital?
No, because not everybody can do that.
Maybe not in our lifetime, but eventually, yes.
Yeah, I think it's going that way, too. I just never
Have you ever given somebody cash recently? They look at you like you have four heads.
I watched a guy get...
I said, do you take money anymore? I haven't done that at a store.
I paid in cash recently because I had somebody gave me money to pay me back, and I just had this money. And I gave it to the person. They had to make change, and it was like they've never done it before.
I know. I mean, you can't even take cash to Fenway anymore or Gillette.
I was at Whole Foods the other day, and they have the self-checkout section in Charlestown where there's like six or eight machines right together. And this old man got very upset because he was trying to pay with cash. And she was like, these machines don't take cash. And he just mumbled something under his breath, some expletives deleted, and then stormed out and left his food behind.
He's like, I hate it here now.
And I'm sure when he walked up to the screen, it said card only, but whatever.
Well, they all say it. They, I know. None of them take cash.
That's what I mean.
That's insane,
It said
though.
It on there. You didn't read the instructions.
But there should be some one
He's
of those,
an old person from a different time.
Right. Then don't get in the self-checkout lane, champ.
Well, but some self-checouts take cash, is what I'm saying.
I understand that, but it says on the screen. Cards only. No,
but none of them take them. Is my point.
I understand, so you got to go get in line. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's I don't know.
Yeah. So I anyway, the penny's gone. The penny's gone. Start collecting them. Maybe they'll now be
worth
something.
Worth millions. Like that Furby sitting in my closet.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Dawn from Haverhill.
Hey, Dawn.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself the $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, Dawn. And she's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. It was 24 years ago today in 2001. Shakira released her first English language album, Laundry Service, with the hit Whenever, Wherever. Shakira had one song reach number one in America. What is it?
Oh, My Hips Don't Lie, something like that, I think.
What's the name of the song?
My Hips Don't Lie.
Question number two. Whoopi Goldberg turned 70 years old today. She's been in movies like Sister Act and Ghost, but more recently has been a host on a daytime TV show since 2007. Name that show.
The View.
Wow, she's been there almost 20 years, huh?
That's insane.
Shaggy and Sean Paul will headline a benefit concert to raise money for their home country that was ravaged by Hurricane Melissa in October. Where are they both from?
Jamaica.
Question number four. Tom Felton returned to the role that made him famous, making his Broadway debut as Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. The crowd was very excited to welcome him back. Malfoy played the same position Harry Potter did in Quidditch. What did they both play?
Oh, God. It's, I'll never get it. I know it, but I see it.
You gotta catch the golden snitch.
Question number five. A list of movies to get you into the Thanksgiving spirit include Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Addams Family Values, and, of course, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Who are the two comedy icons that star in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I know it. I see them, but not on the radio. I don't.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
We do hear it's harder on the radio, Dawn.
It is.
Dawn, you work at Phillips Academy in Andover?
I do.
Nice. My son and I actually ended up playing golf with a couple of freshmen from your school, and they were delightful. They were so polite, so pleasant. We thoroughly enjoyed them. And I imagine a big part of that,
to hear that
goes to your school. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
Dawn got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done.
All right. I'm on the board.
Yes, girl.
These are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I am.
24 years ago today in 2001, Shakira released her first English language album. Tough for me to say. It was called Laundry Service. It had the hit Whenever, Wherever. Shakira has had one song reach number one in America. Name that song.
Hips Don't Lie.
Shakira.
So close, Dawn. Question number 2. Whoopi Goldberg, 70 years old today. She's been in movies like Sister Act and Ghost. But more recently, she's been on which daytime TV show since 2007?
The View.
I imagine most young people don't even know she did stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she one of the first EGOT winners?
She might have been. She might have been. Man, those comic Whoopi relief Rita specials Marino. Back in the day were so good with her. Question number 3. Shaggy and Sean Paul will headline a benefit concert to raise money for their home country, which was ravaged by Hurricane Melissa in October. Where are they both from?
Jamaica.
3-2. Question number 4. Tom Felton returned to the role that he made famous, making his Broadway debut as Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. The crowd was very excited to welcome him back. Malfoy played the same position Harry Potter did in Quidditch. What position did they both play?
Seeker?
It was Seeker.
I would have lost my head.
I knew you were going to get that.
If I went to sit down and they were like, taking the role of whoever today, Draco Malfoy today is Tom Felton, I would have lost my mind.
As he wasn't even on stage yet, but he hit that real elongated Potter with the P, and the whole crowd just knew and went crazy.
I would have lost it.
So it wasn't announced? He just surprised?
I have no idea.
I don't know the answer to that question, but many times if you've got someone coming in, you just sneak it in there. It's on a little piece of paper in the program, you know?
4-2, question number 5. A list of movies to get you into the Thanksgiving spirit include Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Addams Family Values, and of course, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Who are the two comedy icons that star in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
John Candy and Steve Martin.
That is correct. 5-2.
So
yeah. Very good. Very good. So, Dawn, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself 4 tickets to go to Zoo Lights, opening November 14th at Stone Zoo. You can start your holiday planning now and save when you buy tickets online at stonezoo.org. Looking at the calendar.
Awesome. Thank you.
That is tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Good start. So, you enjoy those tickets. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I am Dawn from Haverhill, and I cannot beat you, but I tried.
You did.
Have a great day.
What a nice lady.
Such a positive.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. Producer Dan was up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for his 2-year anniversary with Kaylee and just had a very funny moment when they went out to eat on Sunday. An embarrassing moment for a server.
Yeah, we just had to sit and watch it, and I was like, this doesn't happen in real life.
It was like
this
out
is
of
like
a sitcom.
Hacky sitcom, not even a good one.
Like I Love Lucy back in the day, something like that.
So we went to the Roundabout Diner Sunday morning before we left town. We checked out of our hotel. It was right across the street. And this place is awesome. As soon as you walk in, you're transported to the 1950s.
I love it.
It's old school diner, the decor, the music, like the atmosphere.
It just smells good.
And it's humming with like 100 people. There's more staff than you could count.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a bit of a wait, but there were 2 open seats at the little tabletop bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured we'd just go over there, sit down, get some food. And we sit down and our server comes over. She's this very nice woman, probably mid to late 20s. And she asked what we want to drink. And I just say, you know, black coffee and a water. And Kaylee goes, don't judge me, because it's like 9:30 in the morning. She's like, but we had a long night. I need a Diet Coke right now.
No judgment.
And that's what she said.
Everybody
gets
their caffeine somewhere different.
This is a judgment-free zone. You get your Diet Coke anytime you want. So she walks over to the fountain sodas, and she goes to get the Diet Coke. And as soon as she taps the cup on the little thing, the spout completely comes off of the Diet Coke. And now it is just a fire hydrant of soda pouring out because there's no longer a spout. And so she tries to catch it, and it falls to the ground, and it's going everywhere. And then she picks it up, and she's trying to jam the spout back onto the soda because it's not stopping. It's like the cup is no longer on it. It's just pouring out on its own now. And she's trying to jam the spout back on. And when she's putting it up there, it redirects the stream, and it just covers her entire body.
Oh.
It was like trying to stop a fire hydrant with a napkin. And it just covered this woman from it, like dripping in corn syrup. Head to toe aspartame covered in, and everyone's like, oh, and she finally gets the spout on and she's gonna like shake herself off like a dog
because she's dripping,
and she walks over to us and she goes, I'm gonna need a minute, and we're like, you take as much time as you need, and she just disappears into the back, and I look at Kaylin and go, that is the craziest thing I've seen at a restaurant in quite some time. And then 3 minutes goes by and we don't see her. And then 5 minutes goes by and we don't see her.
Oh,
7 minutes.
Poor girl.
10 minutes. Like 10 to 15 now. And I just turn to Kaylin and go, man, I wish you got my coffee before she tried to get your Diet Coke.
Daniel.
Did you ever get to put your order in, or are you just waiting?
Somebody finally came over because she came back like 20 minutes later. She had changed and dried herself off and she had like a new shirt and all that.
Right.
But yeah, another server did come after like 10, 12 minutes. She's like, what'd you guys order? And Kaylee was like, a Diet Coke, but don't go over there.
Stay away from the machine.
She's like, don't worry. We have one in the back that we'll use.
Bless her heart.
And did Diet Coke server ever come back?
She did come back. She's like, yeah, I had to change and dry off and just collect myself. And I was like, I would have left. So good on you for coming back.
That's so sweet. I did something so stupid when I was a server. I didn't know anything about wine at the time. And the table ordered Pinot Noir, which is a red wine.
Yes.
I brought over Pinot Grigio, which is a white wine, because all I heard was Pinot. And okay. I didn't know anything about wine. So first of all, I bring the wine and he's like, yeah, that's not Pinot Noir. And so I'm embarrassed. Take it back to the bartender, who's mad at me, and then bring him the red wine. And as I'm coming to give it to him, I tripped and spilled it.
Just like, all over him?
It went over the table mostly, but right onto his pants.
Oh.
That's Pinot Noir, sir.
I did leave.
You left for the, you just left the shift?
I was so embarrassed I wanted to die. I'm like, this is no.
Did you quit that job or did you have to go back the next day?
I only worked there part time, so like when they need me, and so they understood and they let me go. But I've never, ever been so embarrassed. Just like.
617-655-1234. You can call or text if you want to share your server horror stories. Nanette is from Sudbury. Was 18 years old and had something happen at a diner. What happened to you, Nanette?
So the diner was located right down the street from Villanova University. Okay, so we would get in college students. And at that time, I was home from school, but waiting tables to make money. I was waiting on an older couple for early bird dinner, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye that they had sat three young, good-looking college guys and go up to the guys, and I'm really nervous because they're cute and trying to keep it together. And so I take their order, and the one guy is ordering like a turkey sandwich thing. And I said, okay, great. Would you like that on white breast or white toast?
White breast? It's not that kind of restaurant, ma'am.
Oh, my God. As soon as it left my mouth, I just froze, and I'm staring at them. And they said, we'd like it on the former if possible.
I bet they did.
Amazing.
What's the upcharge on that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I had to leave. I was laughing so hard, but like just mortified out of mortification. So that's my diner story.
Well, thank you for sharing.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that, Ed.
Enjoy your-
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
All right, 617-655-1234.
Can I just say Nanette is a great name for a server at a diner?
Yes.
Like, if I go to a diner, I want my server to be named Nanette.
And offer me breasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, 617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. Producer Dan was sharing with us a funny story straight out of a sitcom from back in the day.
Yeah, where, like, you almost expected a laugh track and a bump, 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 bump.
Right. Where they sat down to order some breakfast at a diner on a Sunday morning when they were in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And Kaylee ordered a Diet Coke, and the server, who was probably like in her 20s, you said?
Yeah, late 20s, maybe.
So she goes to get the fountain. She went to get a fountain soda, and there was oldies playing, Dan. And it just became a mess. Just soda shooting everywhere.
Yeah, the spout came off, and she was trying to put it back on. This poor girl looked like she swan dived into a Diet Coke pool.
Oh, bless.
Kaylee actually sent us a text, Dan, and says, I've thought about Shelby every day this week. I'll never look at Diet Coke the same way.
Listen, if you saw her face right before she went into the back, you'd think about her every day, too.
So if you want to call in and you want to, you know, share a funny story from when you were a server, Kennedy shared hers. How long did you work as a server, Kennedy?
Various parts of my life, from when I was 18 to when I was 32. Mm-hmm. So I've bartended, I've waited tables, I've done it all. I don't ever want to do it again.
All right, this one is so embarrassing, the person has asked to remain anonymous, Kennedy.
That is fine.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
Okay, so I was a server at a 99, and we have pre-mail. And it's almost like a little talk before you go out and serve the customers. And I noticed at the time that I was getting some looks, but, you know, I didn't. I was 30, and most of the servers were in their early 20s. They were all college kids. And so pre-mail ends, and I go out, and I'm waiting on my first table. And someone walks behind me, and I feel this big gush of air. And I, like, put my hand behind because I can feel it on my butt, and I can feel skin. And I, like, touch around, and my entire butt is exposed. My pants had ripped from one side to the other and flapped down, and my entire butt was exposed. I ran out of the restaurant, jumped in my car, drove home. I'm crying hysterical. I call my husband. I'm telling him what happened. He's like, I'm sure it's not as bad as you think. I get home. I run in the house. I turn around, and he says, dear God, your entire bum is exposed.
That's like a nightmare that you wake up from in the middle of the night.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Were you thinking the same thing, Dan?
No, probably not.
Were you going commando that day?
Oh, Carson.
No. Okay. I did have a thong on.
Okay.
My thought was immediately, none of those servers are your friends.
Yeah, right?
I would have been like, yo, you might want to go check that out in the bathroom before you get out on the floor.
Like, no one said anything.
Where's your common decency?
Thank you, Dan.
No, I'm pretty sure they wanted me to go out there to do that because they all wanted all the really good shifts. And so here I was 30. They're like in their 20s. They wanted those shifts. They didn't want me there anyways. And it was just so awful.
Oh, honey.
So awful.
Well, you are order, better off without
I'll have an order of the Gold Fever wings and a thong, please.
Like, man, I'm getting a ton of good tips tonight. I don't know what's going on. I'm on fire. Bring him my game.
All right. Thanks.
Man, we need a different license for that.
Thanks for sharing that story. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. Michelle from Gloucester. Good morning. All right, a mix-up with the prime rib night?
It's actually my best friend's story, but she's probably going to kill me for saying it. her and I have been serving together for like 15 years, and we were serving a larger party, around 15 people, and it was hard to reach down the end, so we had to pass the plates down. And it was prime rib night, so the plates were like extra heavy, and a guy reached out with one hand to grab it, and he was like, well, just be careful. It's a really heavy plate, so it's a two-hander. And as she finished saying that, he held up his nub and was not able to grab the dish with two hands. And we both just froze. I thought she was going to die. And he had such a good sense of humor about it. And we all just laughed. But it was probably one of the best stories of her career.
Every plate is a one-hander.
Yes. Like, oh, I felt so bad. He was so good about it. But I, to this day, I tell the story about her. This is like literally like 15 years ago.
It's like you want to crawl under the table and take in the earth over you and hide forever.
I mean, what are you going to do? How are you going to know?
Well, he
and I get all of that. But still, your inner monologue is like, you are a terrible human being.
Right.
He definitely threw up that that arm on purpose, too. Like he could have thrown up the other hand and just acted like no big deal.
Oh, he did. Well, he was a good tutor, but I will say that she has a tendency of just saying things and putting her foot in her mouth, and yeah. This is probably one of her top ones.
So good.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. All right, bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kenby Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Carolyn from Milton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So there are four kids in the car as well. We have Cora, Salvatore, Josephine, and Louis.
Yep, Louis or Louis, either is fine.
Okay, we'll go with Louis if that's what you say. And it's Caroline's, or is it Carolyn or Caroline?
Carolyn.
Carolyn's birthday too, Kennedy.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's
what a day.
Lot going on there.
5-1, Kennedy.
What a day.
What a day.
Whatever.
All right, will you guys get Kennedy out of the studio, please, Carolyn?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Amazing. Sure thing. Good luck.
Oh, they're synchronized. You're in trouble.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you are going to score yourself $1,000. It'd be a heck of a way to start your birthday. Kennedy is gone.
This would be a rambunctious car if they could win $1,000.
It's true. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Carolyn, are you ready?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian's brand Skims raised $225 million in new funding, boosting its company valuation to $5 billion. What is Skims?
I don't know. It's like I'm thinking like shapewear or underwear. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, we're going to say underwear.
What was the first word you said before underwear?
I said shapewear.
I think that's a great answer. Question number two.
Okay, shapewear.
Question number two. It's the end of the penny. The U.S. Mint made its final penny on Wednesday. citing raising costs are as prohibitive to making them. Whose face is on the penny?
Abe Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Question. Let's go. Who got that one?
Cora.
She's quick.
Question number three. Adele is making her acting debut in the upcoming film Cry to Heaven, adapted from Anne Rice's 1982 novel. Can you name this Adele song? It spent 10 weeks at number one. Take a listen.
I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence. Baby, let me in.
Name the song.
Easy on me.
Question number four. Eddie Murphy says he had OCD as a kid, but once he realized it was a mental illness, he forced himself to stop acting on his compulsions. Eddie is the voice of Donkey in Shrek, but before that, he had another role voicing an animal in a hit Disney animated movie. Name that movie.
Disney animated movie, Eddie Murphy. Anyone? Come on, people.
I don't know.
Take a Disney movie that was before Shrek happened.
We need an answer, guys.
Need an answer.
Okay. Beauty and the Beast.
Question number five. Meghan Trainor is back. She dropped a new song yesterday called Still Don't Care and announced a new album and tour coming next year. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
Oh, crap, I know that one, but I don't remember.
Okay.
What do you say? Somerville.
All right, Somerville. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Any big plans for your birthday, Carolyn?
I'm just driving a lot of kids to a lot of activities.
Every mom's dream.
Happy birthday to you.
Every mom's dream.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
We had cake for breakfast.
Amazing.
Oh, that's a great start.
I love that.
Carolyn got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
To be fair, Cora did a lot of the heavy lifting.
That's all right.
That's true. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian's brand Skims raised $225 million in new funding, boosting its company valuation to $5 billion. What is Skims?
Shapewear.
It is shapewear, tied at one. It is the end of the penny. The U.S. Mint made its final penny on Wednesday, citing rising costs as prohibitive to making them. Whose face is on the penny?
Abraham Lincoln.
Tied at 2. Adele is making her acting debut in the upcoming film Cry to Heaven, adapted from Anne Rice's 1982 novel. Can you name this Adele song? It spent 10 weeks at number one. Take a listen.
I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when
that is Easy on Me.
It's the voice of an angel.
It's the first parody I ever did. Sneeze on Me.
I remember that.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Eddie Murphy says he had OCD as a kid, but once he realized it was a mental illness, he forced himself to stop acting on his compulsions.
Not how that works.
Eddie is the voice of Donkey in Shrek, but before that, he had another role voicing an animal in a hit Disney animated movie. Name the movie.
I don't know.
That is incorrect, Kennedy. He voiced the dragon Mushu in Mulan.
Oh, right.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Meghan Trainor is back. She dropped a new song yesterday called Still Don't Care and announced a new album and tour next year. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
Nantucket.
Yes, Nantucket is correct, not Somerville.
It
was a good guess. You got to take your shot.
Fluff is from Somerville. They can't have everything.
Right, fair.
Facts, Dan. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Carolyn, unfortunately, you don't win the $1,000, but we do appreciate you and the whole crew listening.
We do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Carolyn and a bunch of kids from Milton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I was telling Lana this story about our trip to New York when we went down there for the Marconis. We took the train down, and Kennedy and I sat next to each other for, I don't know, how many hours there and back?
8.
So you get to know somebody when you travel with them. You get to see their little quirks and features, as they say. And there's a quirk and a feature that you have that I have just been trying to figure out how to bring up.
Go ahead. Just say it.
Okay. So you are a voracious reader.
I am.
You have books. You also have your Kindle.
I do.
But the way you read, I don't know how you finish reading any books.
I think I know where you're going.
It was wild, Dan. So Kennedy was reading this book, and it was something about our history.
Mm-hmm.
And every time there was a moment in the book where they talked about this moment in history, she would put down the Kindle, grab her phone, open up the Google machine, type in that thing to get a photograph of what that moment looked like.
For a frame of reference.
But then would get lost in that moment and forget what she was doing. And then go to another photo and another photo and then another photo. And then there was a text. And that would take like 5 minutes. And then she would pick up the Kindle again and read for another 5 minutes. And then do the same thing again. And this went on for an hour. I don't know how you finish any books. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen anybody do when they read.
So, I realize this is my neurospiciness talking, but this is how I process information. So the book I was reading, actually, that book was a Dan Brown book, and it took place in Europe, and it was talking a lot about pieces of art and churches and mansions and buildings and things that had to do with the story. So I wanted to look at it so I could see it in my head to understand the story. But I do this for everything I read. You know, if I'm sitting at lunch reading my magazine, which I do still read magazines, if I don't know something, I put it down, I look it up. It happens all the time. And then that will lead to something else, because if you're reading about this, then they're like, and this happened with that. And then, yes, I tend to go down a rabbit hole. But then I save stuff, because then I can read more about that stuff another time.
But sometimes you can read and you don't need the context of everything.
Yes, crappy books, yes. But books that, like, it's saying they went to this place and it was an important thing to know what it looked like in my head. Daniel.
So let's say you and I are watching a show together.
Okay.
We're sitting on the couch.
Okay.
Are you pausing the show and constantly going on your phone?
So this might be why I'm single, but I've started watching this show. I believe it's on Netflix. It's about President Garfield and his assassination. And it's really well done. I like it. But I didn't know really anything about any of it. So every time I didn't know something or wanted to look up who the person was, I would push pause because I didn't want to miss anything.
Sure, yeah.
And then I would look that up, learn that thing, try not to go down a rabbit hole and come back. So I watched a one-hour show and it took me 2 hours.
It does not surprise me at all after watching you read a
but
book.
But I learned a lot.
I would throw Kaylee out the window.
It is, to me, it is normal. But who says what is normal? To me, it is normal that at the end of, say, a movie or a TV show, you open up the internet and you go, was that real? Was this part real? Like, I've done that before.
But my brain doesn't work that way.
But
I can't
wait. In the moment.
If I wait that long, I'll forget.
Mm-hmm.
So I have learned to just give in to the ADHD and let it ride, because sometimes it just needs to go for a run.
Yeah, sure, I get that.
And that is what I do. But I didn't realize that you noticed it. I didn't realize that
it was. I
didn't even think it was a thing.
Now, I'm the opposite. I could sit on that train and not say a word and not listen to music for 4 straight hours.
No, you couldn't.
I just could.
You absolutely
could. Well, I could talk a little bit.
I've never seen you go 4 hours.
You are a talker.
Oh, I am a talker. But I'm just saying, I don't have to listen to music. I don't have to read a book. I can just kind of be there and just let my brain.
Yeah, we don't do that in my house.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm actually also very similar to Kennedy. Mm-hmm. When I read, I'm stopping, especially if I find a word that interests me that I don't know the backstory of.
Oh, yeah, that's what I love the Kindle
for.
Well,
so or just a topic.
Right.
I'll also
that is
do
what
that.
I love the Kindle for.
And then I'll end up reading the same page 46 times because I do that.
Yeah.
I remember when I got a Kindle and I said to Kennedy, because Kennedy didn't have one.
I was very anti-Kindle.
She's
for
like,
a
I'm
long
never
time.
Getting a Kindle. I love the feel of books. And I said,
I
no,
do,
but they have this feature where you can look up words that you don't know in the moment, which is wonderful. But grabbing another device and then spending 5 minutes to look up a photo of a building from the 1800s.
It was important. The painting had something to do with the story. I needed to know what the painting looked like. Plus, it educates me and I learn more.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
But you got to do it while the TV show is still playing. If you're with other people.
But then I have to rewind it.
What do you do in a movie? You just walk out of the theater? You grabbing your phone?
I truly can't remember the last time I was at the movie theater. But typically if I go to a movie, it's like a big bang 'em, shoot 'em up thing I really don't need context for.
Right.
No, I would never open my phone up in a movie. What do you think I am, a cretin?
From the 203.
No, you have tact.
You guys make fun, but this is why we can't be Kennedy.
Boom. Thank you, ADHD. The best gift I was ever given. Just wish I'd known about it earlier.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I hope that explains it.
It does. And it has been
in the crawl of
my brain for the past month.
Were you sitting across from her? Was it bothering you?
I was sitting right next to her and I was just watching her. And really the amazing part was watching her scan through the internet how she does it. It was like watching a computer or a robot scan through the internet, the way you were increasing the size, lowering the size, going forward, going back, opening up other pages so you could get into this
thing. Well, I
needed
to save the page so I remember it later.
I wouldn't have even remembered what the book was about. You spent so much time looking up other things.
And you could see it all because her font is 8 million.
It is that, too.
You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service to Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping. Get rewarded. Well, yesterday, Rob Gronkowski came out of retirement to officially end his career as a New England Patriot. He was alongside Robert Kraft, signed a one-day contract, and gave a speech that was really funny and lovely, and like he had nothing written down. He was just going off the cuff. And so here's part of what he had to say about retiring as a Patriot.
I think it's very reasonable. I think it's the right play to do it as well today. And it couldn't have been a better situation this week, Thursday night football versus the Jets tomorrow night. And to be back here in Foxborough is a blessing and an honor. And it's always a privilege to come here. And it brings back so many memories, you know, throughout my career, just seeing a couple guys, David Andrews, Brian Hoyer threw me my first touchdown pass, you know, when it wasn't a regular season game, it was a preseason game. And doesn't matter, he got the ball rolling for me. He
and it goes
in
on
me,
like this for about 10
that
minutes.
Pass that he threw to me, so then Tom wanted
he literally just picks people
game.
Out of the audience and goes, oh yeah, that guy.
Preseason game, I dragged Laurinaitis 5 yards.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to pull the whole thing like that.
Oh, that's good.
I showed him I'm here to drop some elbows. But we got Jimbo over there. Wonderful opportunity.
It's going to just keep going. That was meant to be cut much shorter than that.
Shout out to Gronk.
Yo soy fiesta.
Yeah, he just literally, he would look in the audience and be like, oh yeah, that guy. He did this for me. And
I wish we signed him to a two-day contract so we could play tonight too.
We could use the receiver.
They also revealed that the organization wanted to have him retire as a Patriot because of a former cheerleader. Her name is Susan Hurley. Mm-hmm. She founded the small business Charity Teams in 2008 to help nonprofits raise money through athletic events. She helped him turn the Gronk Playground into a reality that we talked about back in September.
Right.
And Robert Kraft said a few months ago, Rob returned to Boston to help dedicate the playground he funded on the Esplanade. And one of Hurley's last requests, right at the ceremony donating the playground, she said he wanted him to retire as a Patriot. She passed on November 1st. First from ovarian cancer, so they wanted to make it happen.
Yeah, they play. I saw that clip, and it's while they were doing the dedication, she says he should retire a Patriot. That's what I want to see.
And that's what she did.
There was also a pretty cool moment where his girlfriend, Camille Kostak, was just thanking Robert Kraft because they met because of the Patriots organization.
Sure.
I can't remember what the connection was, but it was Rob.
She was a cheerleader, wasn't she?
No, I don't think she was. I don't think she was a cheerleader. But there was some involvement in the organization between Robert and her, and whatever that was. And she said, if it wasn't without the Patriots, we never would have met.
Oh, yeah. I love it so much. So yesterday, I told you about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's pictures being scrubbed from everything at Kris Jenner's star-studded 70th birthday party. And we really didn't know why. Well, now we do. Meghan and Harry did not agree that pictures of them taken inside could be publicly shared. They were furious about the unapproved photos and asked the family to remove them, which did not sit well with Kris Jenner, who said if Meghan and Harry want control, they can have it, just not on my guest list.
It's a birthday party. People are going to take pictures.
Like, can you imagine? I did not approve those. How dare you? Lighten up.
Like, they really left the royal family and just got shown how unlikable they are.
I mean, just like the optics are so bad. Like, people don't like you. Like, be likable.
You are going to the Kardashians. Do you think there's not going to be every type of...
There's
media.
Like going to McDonald's and saying I
don't
want
a French fry.
I want fried chicken or something. Like right. It's insane to me.
They film their entire lives.
That's what I mean. There's some sort of camera in front of them 24/7.
And paparazzi for over a decade. And they don't need your permission. But
so
this is just crazy.
You think just all of a sudden because you two show up? Oh nope. This is going to be public. It's weird.
Goofy.
Dumb.
Anyway, Meghan Trainor is done with the trolls and ready to have some fun. She shared news that her new Toy With Me album is coming on April 24th. She's already dropped its first single, Still Don't Care, and she's going on tour. She said the new track is for anyone who's ever felt judged. Still Don't Care is bold, cheeky, and full of confidence. Here's a little bit of that. Get it. She also announced that Icona Pop is tagging along for the Get It In Girl tour that will come through Boston on July 17th. She said about the song, it's her way of taking back her power after the harsh internet backlash for her weight loss journey, which is just freaking wild to me. For the first time ever, after having babies, taking care of my health, I've never felt better. I look incredible. I feel great. And that's when people attack me. Go get them. Register for pre-sale now through November 16th. General on sale Friday, November 21st at 10. Can't find a single anywhere. Go ahead, girl. And that is what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Melissa from Ayer.
Hi, Melissa. Ayer.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You know the deal. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. You also add to the legend that is your life, Melissa.
The lore of Melissa.
Yes. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Kanye West is supposed to play Sao Paulo on November 29th, but authorities say he'll be arrested on the spot if he, quote, sings a song or makes any kind of apology for Nazism. Which country is Sao Paulo in?
Brazil.
Did I say that? Did I say that in the question by accident? I don't think so. Question number two. Lady Gaga stopped her show for a fan who needed medical attention. What does Gaga call her fan base?
Little monsters.
Yeah, sometimes I just read an answer in the question by accident. I don't even realize
it. Yeah, you have Ron Burgundy moments from time to time.
It happens, it happens. Question number three, excuse me. Gerard Butler, 56 today. He played the king of the Spartans in the movie 300. What was his name?
Oh,
don't do that.
I have no idea.
Definitely say shoot.
I know.
Yeah, definitely say shoot. Question number four. The Patriots host the Jets tonight at Gillette Stadium for Thursday Night Football. The Patriots have six Super Bowls. They've only beaten one franchise two separate times in the Super Bowl. Who is it?
Oh. Is it Atlanta?
All right. Question number five. Amy Schumer deleted all of her old Instagram pics, but she's denying she did so because she lost a bunch of weight. She says, quote, I'm proud of how I've always looked. Schumer played the lead of the rival cereal company Post in this 2024 Jerry Seinfeld movie about Pop-Tarts. What was the movie called?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
I'm doing a deep dive on $1,000 bills now because I had no idea.
Yeah. What did you learn? I think
they stopped making them in 1945.
Yep.
And now they're worth like anywhere between $1,800 and $3,000 because they're so rare.
Right. It's pretty good return on your investment. Yeah. Sal had a whole pocket full.
Of course he did.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thanks.
Melissa got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Kanye West is supposed to play Sao Paulo on November 29th, but authorities say he will be arrested on the spot if he, quote, sings a song or makes any kind of apology for Nazism. Which country is Sao Paulo in?
Brazil.
1-1. Lady Gaga stopped her show for a fan who needed medical attention. What does Gaga call her fan base?
Little monsters.
2-2. Gerard Butler, 56 today. He played the king of the Spartans in the movie 300. What was his name?
Leonidas?
3-2. The Patriots host the Jets tonight at Gillette Stadium for Thursday Night Football. The Patriots have six Super Bowls. They've only beaten one franchise two separate times in the Super Bowl. Who is it? That's a tough one.
Atlanta?
Yeah, that's a great answer. It was the Rams, actually.
We beat the Rams in the very first one and the very last one. We bookended it.
Thank you, Dan. One I always six. Remember it now that way.
Greatest show on turf. Smoked them. Nobody believed in us.
3-2. Question number five. Amy Schumer deleted all of her old Instagram pics, but she's denying she did so because she lost a bunch of weight. She says, quote, I'm proud of how I've always looked. Schumer played the head of the rival cereal company Post in this 2024 Jerry Seinfeld movie about Pop-Tarts. What is it called?
Frosted. Oh! What's it called? Unfrosted.
Yes.
Unfrosted.
Just like my tips back in the day, Kennedy. Hey-o. Frosted.
Yeah.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry. You don't get the cash. But we do really appreciate you calling in to play, Melissa. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from AIR, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
Say good morning to Emanuela from Arlington.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Emanuela or Emanuela?
Emanuela.
Emanuela. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Emanuela?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You are going to win yourself $1,000. I understand you are on your way right now to buy new winter coats for the kids.
Yes. They're going to be so, they're not going to believe me. I'm just so happy to be here.
Well, hopefully we can help pay for them.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great too.
All right. Kennedy's gone. Are you ready?
I am ready.
One of this rapper's most famous songs is called Locked Up, and now he is in Atlanta, Georgia for an outstanding warrant related to a suspended driver's license. Who is the rapper?
Locked Up.
Yep. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh my God. Just don't douche, please.
Need an answer.
I don't have it. I'm just going
right.
to let it go.
That's okay. Question number 2. If the owner of SpaceX becomes a trillionaire, he could buy every single car sold in the U.S. this year, the entire Ivy League 5 times over, or ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Sunoco Phillips together. Who owns SpaceX?
Elon Musk.
Hilaria Baldwin says she and her husband are in counseling to navigate their 26-year age gap. Who is she married to?
I've never heard of this person in my life.
Question should be counseling for them both being insufferable people.
Question number 4. Country singer Chris Stapleton has released a 6-minute video for White Horse, and it stars this actor who has starred in a ton of famous movies like The Goonies, No Country for Old Men, True Grit, Sicario, Avengers Infinity War, and Dune. Who is the actor?
You guys got me today. Can you repeat the movies again, please?
Sure. He starred, when he was younger, he starred in The Goonies. He was also in No Country for Old Men, True Grit, Sicario, Avengers Infinity War, and Dune.
I know I can't because he passed, so it can't be him.
No,
I have no idea.
All right, question number 5. There's a new Fear Factor. It will debut on Fox in January. Do you know who is the new host of the show?
Yes, it's going to be Joe, what is his name? I think it's the same guy. Joe
Rogan.
Yeah. No, isn't that the guy from Survivor?
No.
Wait. No. I'm going to say Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Yes,
he was the original. Wasn't he the original host?
Joe Rogan was.
Yeah, he's not coming back. I can tell you that. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
How many
Kennedy
kids?
Kennedy got me today.
Emanuela, how many kids do you have?
2.
2. All right. Kennedy, yeah. Welcome back.
Hi.
You want my life hack for buying winter coats? Costco.
I think it's the same,
Costco.
Really?
Costco. Yes. Yes.
I may have to wait then because I wouldn't even have thought of that. Costco, really?
I'm telling you. Life hack.
And you get a hot dog while you're there.
Oh, damn. Kennedy, Emanuela got 1 out of 5.
Oh, no. My kids are going to laugh at me.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah, buddy.
One of this rapper's most famous songs is called Locked Up, and now he is in Atlanta for an outstanding warrant related to a suspended driver's license. Who is he?
Akon? Look at me. In these streets, Dan.
It's a crazy story, too. He's out here driving on a suspended license, gets arrested, car impounded, and then doesn't go to court. So they issue a warrant, and he just goes about living his life.
Lots of people.
Are we just going to gloss over that sound effect she made when Kennedy got it right? It was straight out of the Three Stooges. It's like, whoa!
1-0, question number two. If the owner of SpaceX becomes a trillionaire, he could buy every single car sold in the U.S. this year. He could buy the Ivy League five times over. Or he could buy ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Sunoco Phillips together. Who is he?
Or he could help people, but Elon Musk.
2-1. Question number three. Hilaria Baldwin says she and her husband are in counseling to navigate their 26-year age gap. Who is she married to?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, yes. 3-1. Chris Stapleton released a 6-minute video yesterday for White Horses, and it stars this actor who has starred in some iconic movies, including The Goonies, No Country for Old Men, True Grit, Sicario, Avengers Infinity War, and Dune. Who is he?
Josh Breslin?
My cousin?
Yeah, that's Dan Breslin. John. Or Josh Brolin.
Brolin. Did I say Breslin?
Yeah.
I didn't even know I said Breslin.
I wish I was related to him.
Right?
There are some famous Breslins out there.
Dan, you have a strong chin, like Josh.
For real, though.
Spencer Breslin, Abigail Breslin. There's a couple of us.
3-1. Question number five. There is a new Fear Factor. It will debut on Fox January 14th. Do you know who the new host is?
Well, let's hope it's Joe Rogan.
Nope.
Oh, say first name.
It's gonna be, I don't know.
Donnie Knoxville.
Oh, that's a good fit.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of interesting. All right, 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You did great, though. You did great.
I tried.
Those were tough questions. Those were hard. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go off coat shopping at Costco? Hashtag not.
I'm Emanuela from Arlington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.